Guten Morgen, meine Kinder. It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your host and chairman. I'm fully armed and I'm dangerous. Doch das Messer sieht man nicht. I'm standing outside, looking up above me, and there's a vulture circling. That's probably a bad sign, I realize. But it's just a turkey vulture. And here comes the wind. Does this vulture know something that I don't know? I gotta tell you, I do not feel good right now. My guts are killing me. It's like there's a brick in my lower intestine. And I'm walking through the path up into the mushroom garden here at Haderenhaven, wondering if there's any Mati's back here. I'm trying to look into a Mati den. I don't see anything. Not that I'd be able to see anything anyway. The grass is so tall. But I'm not seeing any grass movement, nor am I seeing any signs of Mati action. You know how much I like Mati action. So I'm going to kind of wander back out of here. Do-do-do-do-do, just like this. It's a fairly decent day. It's only about 85 degrees. So, you know, there's a silver lining to everything, including my guts. I don't know if I want to throw up or punch somebody in the head or what. Just not super clear on what my problem is. Oh, but it's fairly unpleasant. And now I have a rock in my shoe. Okay, rock, get out of there. Rocks don't live on my shoe. Rocks live on the ground. Okay. So I'm back in motion here. Except that still feels funny in my shoe. What the heck is going on here? Okay, maybe I just don't know how shoes are supposed to feel. Or I'm hallucinating a rock in my shoe. Not a visual hallucination. A tactile hallucination. I don't know if there's a separate word for that or not. Hallucinations are hallucinations, I suppose. Regardless of the sense that's being fooled. Something's going on. I just don't know what. I can smell something I can't quite put my finger on. Oh, here's my bunny friend. He's up here by the windmill. Hi, Mr. Bun. That's the bun that I see. He likes to sit here right in this area all the time. He's kind of sitting by some mushrooms. The mushrooms are inking out, though. So I don't have any interest. I'd walk up there, but I don't want to hassle my bun friend. If I walk up there, he might think that I'm trying to get him. I'm not trying to get him. I just wants to say hi. And so here's another robin splayed out in the path the way that they do. I find it very strange, but, you know, whatever. I'm smelling that smell again. Oh, is that a fox? No, it's not quite foxy. It's, I don't know, maybe there's a muskrat back in the woods. Oh, wait, what's this right here in the middle of the path? Poops. And who likes to do poops in the middle of the path? That's right, foxes. That is their signature move. I've mentioned it a number of times. Maybe I am smelling a fox. Where is this guy? Just follow your nose. Oh, and here's another birdie. Hi, Mr. Birdie. Which way are you going? Yeah, you go that way, I'll go this way. Okay, we figured it out. Oh, look at all this tall grass. I think this is some kind of grama. It's as tall as I am. This is, it's not side oats grama. This is just, I think, some kind of regular grama. But I don't know. I'm not the grass guy. Don't know nothing about it. Well, that's not entirely true. I suppose I can identify a few prairie grasses. Just not this one. And that's okay. Oh, what is wrong with my guts? Now, see, the last time I saw that fox, he was right around here. Is he stalking around in this area? Let's see if we can find him. Maybe I should take my camera out of my pocket just in case. Getting a picture of a fox is nigh on impossible. Say impossible. The only time I've done it is when they had babies and the babies would come out of the den and play. Baby foxes, they like to play. They like to play as much as kitties. Okay, well, I'm walking by the sub pond here. It's nothing but a sea of duckweed. That's all there is. There's nothing else to see. There's probably some frogs down here by the edge. Yep, there goes one. Blorp, jumping into the water. And other than that, oh yeah, we got some. Ooh, there's a thug frog over there. And there's one hiding under the stick, and there's one hiding under the bushes. There's a lot of dragonflies flying around. And of course, as I turn around to walk out of here, then six more frogs jump in the water. Very chickeny frogs. So let's go ahead and head out onto the boardwalk. See if there's anything else to see. And the last time I saw the fox, he was right in here. Dun, dun, dun. He is not here now. But that's okay. Oh, here's a little butterfly. He's very nice. And I'm almost out onto the water here. Before I even get out there, I can see, oh, literally dozens of dragonflies. And we've got a photographer out at the end of the boardwalk. I think I'll turn around. There's nothing else out here except for duckweed. And there are geese out on the weir. And I think, yeah, there's that one pair with the three goslings who are so grown up now that you can barely tell that they were born a mere 8 weeks ago. Or actually, I think it's been a little bit longer than that. When did we first see those guys? It must have been in April. Yeah, I remember this was an early year. All the baby goosers were born early this year. That's nice. So I'm walking back into the forest. Oh my god. Ow. I just want to double over. Boy. And I caught a whiff of it, but the wind was blowing. And here's a bunch of elderberry bushes that are flowering. That's good, because every single one of those flowers will turn into a berry. And there are so many little dudes that live here that like to eat elderberries. Birds like them. Moths like them. Probably other dudes like them. Okay, I'm looking over at the billabong. Duckweed. Duckweed, duckweed, duckweed. And there is a lot of it. You can't even see any open water. It's just covered with duckweed. It is just green. Okay, here's a dead robin just sitting here in the middle of the path. Kind of weird. It should be interesting though. We'll keep an eye on that. If it's not there on the way back, we'll know that our fox has been running around in this area. What is that sound? Alright, well, we're at the wall blind, so we might as well walk out into the wall blind and see what's going on in the back end of the billabong. Let's see if there's anything out there to see. I can't see anything. I see a lot of duckweed, no open water, and some logs. There's nobody on the logs, and there's nobody in the water. So I'm still just gonna keep on walking. I'm afraid to stop moving. It might make my guts hurt. Oh, now I'm walking by Turtle Bay. And while I don't see any turtles, I do see a lot of frogs on logs. And a lot of duckweed. It was great, because last year at this time, you could see baby muskrats swimming around in here. But we got some kind of weird muskrat shortage going on right now. I haven't seen a muskrat in here in weeks, months even. Which is really weird because, man, this place is just, you know, like muskrat haven. You should even call it that. There's more muskrats here, usually, than herons. I'm not seeing any herons today. But, you know, they tend to be transient. Okay, I keep hearing something. It sounds an awful lot like a dude walking through the underbrush, going away from me. Okay. I don't smell anything though. You know, you'd think I'd be able to smell a fox if he was this close. I don't know. It's muy misterioso. And here's a nice log with some mushrooms on it. Oh, what's that sound? That's nothing. That's nothing. Oh, that's an interesting mushroom area here. We got some dudes growing out of the ground. We got some guys growing on the log. And we got some sounds back there. Must be birds pecking on the tree or something. Maybe I should be looking at these logs for my coral mushrooms, but I'm not. I think it might have rained a little bit last night, but not enough to do me any good. And instead of walking down directly into the big blind, I'm going to start walking up the hill and take the loop in reverse, because I'm just walked through a web. If that fox is going this way, I want to come around in this direction and not take the route that he's expecting me to take. Oh, look at this on this log. There's a whole load of... Oh, wow. There's a whole load of wolf's milk slime on this log. Maybe more than I've ever seen in one place at any given time. Wow, that's neat. I like it. Yeah, I'm glad I'm going this way. Just because I'm never walking in this direction on this path. And so I don't see things at that angle. And blah, blah, blah. Alright, so this path is getting pretty overgrown. Oh, here's some blooming echinacea. Also known as the purple coneflower. We should stand here for a while and look for Hemaris thisbi. Hemaris thisbi is a moth that likes to hang out around these types of flowers. And it is the coolest thing you've ever seen. It looks like a flying shrimp. If I can get a picture of one, I will show you. And you will say, what? That's a moth? It looks like a flying shrimp. And I will say, yes. It is oddly similar looking to a flying shrimp. Not that I've ever seen a flying shrimp, but, you know, if one could fly, this is what they'd look like. So I'm walking around on the loop here. And I'm getting to the spot where we normally find some scarlet cups. But I'm not seeing any at this time. I think they're out of season. Well, not that, you know, it really matters. And especially around here where the seasons and predatory laws don't mean the same thing as other forests, because this is such a strangely protected biome. Wow, this path is so overgrown. I can hardly make it through. At least I don't have to duck or do anything weird to make my guts hurt. So that's good. Walking, 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 and from this vantage point I can see over the blind into the water. And it's all mostly duckweed. Duckweed, duckweed, duckweed. There's so much duckweed, it's not even funny. I don't feel like going into the blind today. Only because Ed, the photographer guy, is in there doing his photography stuff. And I don't feel like striking up a conversation. I don't know if I'm capable of doing so today. Because if anybody gives me the opportunity to open my mouth, all I'm going to do is complain. And you know what? I don't feel like complaining today. I want to go the whole day, ow, without complaining. Is that even possible? I live in America. I'm American. Can I go an entire day without making a complaint? Is that even possible in our culture? I don't know if it is. I'd be inclined to say no. Besides, do I really have anything to complain about? Just a little excruciating gut pain. Is that anything to complain about? I'm sure there are people who have it way worse than I do. I heard some mushrooms on the end of this log. Very nice, very nice. But not the corals that I would like to find. I should have brought my mushroom finding stick in here with me. And it's a stick I use to push all this green stuff out of the way so I can look at the logs. Because that's where the coral mushrooms like to grow, is on the logs. Well, now I'm moving through direct sunlight. And it's, you know, it's warm and vaguely unpleasant. But once I get back in the shade here, it's pretty tolerable. The good thing is, being as it's not very hot, I'm not sweating acid, which is what it feels like. When I sweat, it feels like somebody sprayed me with sulfuric acid. No, worse than that, it feels like somebody sprayed me with red fuming nitric acid. See, here's some more poops. Was that poop here when I walked this way a minute ago? Jeez. The dead bird's still there, so I would guess that it probably was, and maybe I just missed it because I was looking elsewhere. It's always possible. I kind of want to go out to the beehives, but going out to the beehives will mean that I'll have to stand in some direct sunlight, and I'm not feeling like it. So we're going to stay under the canopy here. Under this fine canopy of green. Oh, who this is? Oh, it's a butterfly, another butterfly. He's sitting on the path. Oh, he just got up and is flying away. And this is one of those ones that I like that's kind of blue. Hi, buddy. He's got a little bit of orange on the bottom of his wings, and he's got a little bit of blue on the top of his wings. And if he would stay still and let me get up real close, I'd take a macro picture of him. He would say, oh, look how pretty I am. I'm a butterfly boy. And I'd say, hi, Mr. Butterfly. Now, he's not going to cooperate. He just wants to fly because he's very fly. Oh, now he decided to fly and get in front of my face. Hey, you flying dude. Don't you want to go into the butterfly place? Maybe I got a picture of him. Don't you want to go into the butterfly garden and eat some yummy flowers? Come on, I'll take you there. He's going the right way. Who this buddy is? Oh, he's very nice. Okay, I'm going to kind of go around you if you're not going to move. Okay, now he's moving. That's good. He's moving in the right direction, too. Come on, go to the butterfly garden. It's very nice for a butterfly. We made it for you. Oh, he turned around and he flew behind me. I guess maybe he does not want to go to the butterfly garden after all. Maybe he can check it out later. Because that's what butterflies do. They go to the butterfly garden. You know, it's weird. I've seen more butterflies here in the last day or so than I did, you know, like 2 days ago. So apparently it's now butterfly season. That's good. Maybe some morning when it's cool, I'll come out here and take pictures of butterflies. I do that every once in a while. Once the butterfly gets going in full throttle and it gets super butterfly-y, and it does. Man, the only place I've ever seen more butterflies in one place is in the butterfly house at the zoo. Yeah, we got a real nice zoo here, which you would be able to see on TV right now if we wouldn't have built a new baseball stadium. Our old baseball stadium was right across from the zoo, and so when the College World Series came up, which is on your television right now, they would show shots of the zoo. And you could say, hey, there's Omaha. There's that weird smell again. But anyway, they built a new stadium, which nobody likes, and it's in a weird spot downtown, you know, which makes traffic and parking an even bigger nightmare. But somebody thought it was a real good idea. And so now, yeah, you can turn on your TV and turn it to the College World Series. You'll see some of my town, my downtown. It's okay. You know, just a bunch of buildings. And I suppose that's interesting if you've never seen buildings before, but, you know, you probably have buildings where you live. So it's not quite as impressive as the shot of the zoo where you can see the giant desert dome and all the other fun stuff. But anyway, yes, there is a butterfly house at the zoo. And it's really interesting. You know, you walk in and there's boatloads of butterflies. And you can walk around and check them out. And there's more different kinds of butterflies than you've ever seen. And then when you leave, and this is the best part, when you leave, you have to walk through the vestibule. And there's a couple of people in the vestibule, employees of the zoo, whose job it is... Oh, we got a Mahdi in a hole. Okay, while I was talking, I was walking up the path that goes up to the Mulhall's gate to check the culvert. And yeah, there's a Mahdi nose sticking out right there. Hi, Mahdi, I see... Oh, he just ducked back in. I see you, Mahdi, you're so nice. Anyway, about the butterfly garden. Yeah, there's two people whose job it is to stand there and inspect you. Oh, and look what I can see clear out there. Their job is to inspect you to make sure no butterflies are hanging on you, because butterflies will land on you and they will try to escape. So their job is to take the butterflies off of you. And I'm looking out into the Mulhall's property far away, and oh, about 80 meters away from me, there's a pretty big marmot out there. And there's one right here at my feet. Hi, Mahdi. He's looking out his little hole. He's looking at me. I see his nose. You are a Mahdi. Oh, that's good. We've seen two Mahdis today. I haven't seen any Mahdis in a couple of days, I don't think. Or at least one day or 2 days. And there's big fat thug Mahdi out there. And then there's some other kind of Mahdi in here. I don't know if it's a biggin' or a babyin'. Either way, it counts, because Mahdi is Mahdi. Look at that Mahdi way out there. Look at him. Oh, he's walking along. Dun-da-dun-da-dun. It's kind of a big thug. Oh, he's looking at me. And now he's sort of slowly turning around and walking into the little forested area that looks out over the pond here at Heron Haven. Cool. I can't see him anymore. I kind of want to run around and go get him, but I know that if I run, I will probably make myself sick. So we're just going to be happy that we saw that guy way over there, and this guy down here is sticking his nose out again. Hi, I see you, Mahdi. You're so nice. This is excellent. That's awesome. I like to see Mahdis. That is a good thing for me. But now what do I do? Well, I'm about done. I'm getting a little warm. It's not intolerable, but still, warm is warm, and maybe I need to call it a day and go home. Maybe I should eat something. Ugh, I don't want to. Because I know if I eat something, that's just going to put more pressure on my gut. And it's just going to be more painful. But if I don't eat, then I'm going to have different gut problems and blah, blah, blah. Oh, what am I going to do? It's like my whole life is this strange contradiction. But I have returned to my car. Yeehaw. Oh, I think I'll sit down in here. Ding dong, putting my keys in the ignition. I don't really need to put my keys in the ignition right now, but you know, what I should do is say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. Tune in tomorrow to see if I'm still alive. And or to see what wackiness I get up to next. You never know. It's kind of a random deal. Hopefully it won't be too hot. Maybe we can go outside tomorrow. If we can't go outside tomorrow, well, we're just going to have to stay indoors and figure out something to do. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to get out of here. So I'll see you tomorrow, kids. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.